All right, so this is just simply a podcast episode, nothing on YouTube or anything like that. I'm literally walking outside as I do this. Why? Because I fucking can, and I have a portable microphone. And that's a beautiful thing, and why not utilize that and be in nature? But hi, if you're listening to this, I'm doing this episode from my backyard right now in the sun. It's beautiful out in New York, and I hope it's beautiful where you are. Happy Friday. I've been thinking a lot lately about my why. I feel like, here's the thing. I've been struggling with motivation. I've been struggling with trying to keep myself on task for myself. And there are so many things that I want to do, projects I want to get into for myself, you know, like creative projects, like music, hint, hint. And just, you know, with the platform that I've been given, I've been thinking of, you know, how I can really put myself out there and help people, but also in the process, help myself. And a lot of the times when you're trying to build something for yourself, you don't have that structure of anybody that's there telling you what the fuck to do. Okay, you have to do this, but don't do that, but do this. I don't have that. And sometimes that's a gift, but also it's a curse for somebody like me who hates authority. And I really do. I literally get bored very fucking easily. I was not made for the 9-to-5 life. I know that. And whatever, right? So in all of this, I've been listening to fucking manifestation podcasts and business podcasts and just reading up on a lot of things and doing my due diligence for myself. But also I want to be the best version of myself for the people that are listening to me and actually taking into consideration what I'm saying. And for the people that I want to help, because ultimately, that's why I'm here. So I figured I'd make this episode and talk about my why and maybe inspire somebody out there who's starting something for themselves or starting something for any reason, really, because your why is your why and it's going to be different every single time. And I've really tried to think about it. And I've really tried to hone in on what my why is because, you know, everybody says, oh, my why, I just want to help people. And I do. I really genuinely want to help people. But why do I want to help people? What is the why? What is the reason why I want to help people? Why am I here right now with this podcast? Why have I been called from the very depths of my fucking soul to sit in front of a camera? I don't want to say weekly because y'all know I've been all over the place lately, but you know, to sit in front of a camera as much as I've been doing and spill my life. Why? What is the reason? Why do I want to help people? And then I started thinking about myself and I started thinking about, where I've been at and what I've been doing and my past. And I realized that the reason why I want to help people is because there have been many, very many times in my life that I have felt completely helpless. And I know what that feeling is like. And from the time that I was young, from the time that I was a kid, I've always been, I feel like, this deep thinker. You know, I remember being like, I don't even know. Well, I've always, when I was sick, I always had to kind of take a step back and watch all the other kids be kids. And even as a kid, the kid things didn't really, I mean, they excited me, of course, but like I just always felt like this boring old soul. Even sometimes with my TikTok friends, you know, who are so like, not that I'm not full of life, but they're so fun and they have this goofy, like, playing around energy, and I'm just, like, you know, sitting back and I watch and I laugh and I think it's amazing and it's funny, but I don't know, I guess that's just never been who I am. I've always been that kind of calm old soul. I never had anybody to relate to with that. And so in my life, there have been plenty of times that I've felt completely and utterly hopeless. Whether it was dealing with an alcoholic stepmother and not having any single adult in my life to protect me, like the way that I should, that the way that a child should be protected, you know, whether it was watching my parents get divorced, not understanding, thinking that they didn't love me because they didn't, they no longer loved one another, whether it was being bullied in school and, you know, for being different, genuinely. That was why I was bullied. I looked different. I acted different. I kept to myself. I was quiet. I did what I had to do. I was motivated, and kids didn't like that, you know, for whatever reason. So for me, my why is, and it's always been there, my why, but I've been struggling. It's like, no, you gotta go deeper. You gotta go deeper. But realistically, my why is my why, and it's my reason for doing this, for being where I'm at, is to give somebody else out there the knowing that they're not alone. Because of plenty of times in my life, I felt isolated and alone, like I didn't have a friend, like I didn't have a support system, like I wasn't going to be okay. And that is why I'm here. I want somebody else to, you hear all these people on these podcasts, it's like, I made $1 million doing this, 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 and this. And, oh, I used to be an alcoholic and I fucking did this and whatever it is, whatever the case may be, you know, but you don't hear their current struggles. Never. Once they reach a certain point, at least for me, you don't hear like, hey, today I had a fucking panic attack. And yeah, you come to me for advice or whatever, but today was a rough day. And today I had to talk myself off a ledge from a panic attack because XYZ. And so my why, and the reason why I'm here, and I've always felt this this higher purpose in life, and maybe this sounds narcissistic to even say, but fuck it, right? I've always felt this pull in life. I've always felt like I was different. Again, even as a kid, I always felt like there was something in me that not wasn't different, but that knew something that maybe other people didn't really know yet. You know what I mean? Even as a kid, we all have that great potential in us to do whatever it is we set out to do in the world. Whether your goal in life is to just have children and be an amazing wife and have a really healthy relationship with your spouse. If that is your goal in life, your dream, that's a beautiful dream to have. Or if your dream in life is to be the best local business, you know, or if your dream in life is to create a franchise, or if your dream in life is like mine, to create something that will genuinely help people and motivate them and make them realize their inner potential. We all have that inner potential. We all have that something different within us, you know, especially on a spiritual level. I don't know what, you know, sometimes you don't want to get into spirituality, but on a spiritual, energetic level, we all have the universe, God, within us, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We all have that power to manifest whatever life we want, and unfortunately, whatever life we don't want, depending on how we think, act, and react to things, right? So my why is to show people that by just simply being who the fuck I am, being human, and maybe shedding light on situations and maybe just speaking my truth so that another person out there can hear it and maybe be inspired to take action or think differently or be better to themselves. Every morning I look at myself in the mirror now. For the last week I've been trying this. Every single morning I look at myself in the mirror and I talk to myself. And I tell myself that I love myself. And every single time I say those three fucking words to myself, I cry while looking at myself. Because I've never, ever, and I could guarantee that nobody else out there probably has ever done this. And if you've never done it, you should do it. Look at yourself in the fucking mirror and tell yourself, I love you. The way that you would tell your child you love them. The way that you would tell the love of your life that you love them. So easily, so with such ease, we tell these other people around us that we love them, but we forget the person in the mirror. And so every single day I've been doing that. And it's been fucking life changing, you know? And so for me, it's like, I want to share, like, I feel this, I don't want to just keep this routine to myself. I want to share that with everybody else because I want other people to love themselves. Because when we love ourselves, we fill ourselves up and then we spill that love over into the world. And that makes the world a better place. Loving you makes the world a better place. Loving yourself makes the world a better place. When I go out on my walks every fucking morning, that I've been doing, I've been walking almost 3 miles a day for the last week. When I go on my walks every morning and I see somebody walking past me, I smile at them. And they smile back. And we look at each other and we say good morning to one another. And just that alone, literally, because we're literally on the same frequency, right? They're trying to help themselves, walking their dog, like doing their little routine, doing something for themselves. I'm out here doing something for myself. So here we are both showing love to ourselves and it makes us happier. And that happiness spills over to each other. So that when we pass each other on the sidewalk, we look at each other and we're nice, we're cordial. We enjoy each other's company for that 3 seconds that we're passing one another. And for me, that's a beautiful thing. And that alone just can change so much in a person's day and in a person's life. You know, one single solitary smile from a person can keep them from jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, how many times have you heard those stories? Well, I woke up this morning and I had every plan to unalive myself, to kill myself. But you looked at me, this random person looked at me and smiled and asked me how my day was. And I realized, holy shit, there are people out there that fucking care. There are people out there that are willing to be compassionate and loving and caring to strangers. That's hope. My why is hope. I want to give people out there hope that this world is, this life is beautiful. I want to give myself hope. Sometimes I lose that hope. And that's okay because I'm a human and we're all having human experiences. And we're all having these experiences collectively, but also individually. But if we fix our individual, like I'm trying to do, like, you know, and we change certain patterns and we face certain things within ourselves that we need to face, and in facing those things we release them, then we can create a better place to live, you know, a better reality for our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren and so on and so forth. That's my fucking why. And I know I've been here for a good amount of time. Well, actually, not really. I've been here for 14 minutes. Okay, I know I've been here for 14 minutes, and that's all I need, really, is just 15 minutes of your time. I'm here again. I didn't film this. I'm literally walking up and down my driveway, like thinking and talking and just speaking from my heart, right? But I felt called to do this. I want every single person out there listening right now to think about your why. Think about why you wake up every morning and do the things that you do. Think about why you want to start that company. If it's just for money, to make a living, listen, we all got to make a living. I'm not saying that's a bad why. Dig deeper. Dig deeper. Ask yourself, why genuinely do I want to start this company? Why do I want to go back to school? Why genuinely do I want to create this product? Whatever it is, why do I work at this job and not that job? Wherever your life is right now, ask yourself, and it doesn't have to just be about career. Why am I in this relationship? Why do I love this person? What do I love about, like, you know what I mean? I don't think we think about the whys enough. And we don't really dig deep with the why. We don't really ask ourselves, okay, genuinely at the core of everything, why am I doing this? Would I still be doing this if certain societal factors didn't exist, right? If I didn't need money, if I didn't need to make money or a living, and money was just like, it literally grew on trees and we could just had a unlimited supply of money, would I still be doing this? If the answer is no, well, then I think we know what we need to do, you know? And that was my, for most of you listening, you know that I was in nursing school before quarantine started. I was doing really well in nursing school because I love learning, and I am that type of person that once I put my mind to something and I tell myself I'm going to succeed at something and I'm not going to get anything less than XYZ, I propel. That's what I do. That's who I am. It takes a while for me to get there, but once the fucking engine started, that's what I do. So I was doing really well in nursing school. Science is fucking really interesting. But when quarantine hit and the whole world stopped and I realized everything could just go away in a second, I started, you know, gaining a following, and it happened organically where I would go live and people would be like, you need to start a podcast. You need to really just speak to people. That's just like, we just want to hear you speak more. Even when I had, you know, 20,000, not even 10,000 followers, I'd go live with 30 people in my live streams on TikTok and they'd be like, please start a podcast. Like, we love hearing you talk about certain things. And I was like, well, shit, I've always wanted to do it, right? So putting that aside, how organically things happened, I really thought about it. And I thought to myself, well, if nursing wasn't going to give me a guaranteed paycheck right outside of school, if nursing was just as difficult to, like, if it was just as difficult to get a job in nursing out of school as it is to get a job in, let's say, like, theater out of school, right? Would I still be doing this? And the answer was a resounding hell to the motherfucking no. If I didn't know that I was guaranteed money outside of school, like the minute I graduate, I could go get a job and live pretty decently on a nurse's salary. If I didn't know that, if I went into this with that knowing that I'd still struggle, it wouldn't be worth it to me. So that told me I was only in nursing school for the money. And that's not fulfilling. That's not a fulfilling life. I worked a 9-to-5 where I made really fucking good money with no college under my belt, and I was not fulfilled. I woke up every single morning hating my fucking life. And so my why was essentially realized. This is not the beaten path that I'm on right now. This is the road less traveled. And it's scary, and I'm trying to make it work, and it's a risk, and it's a huge risk, and there are other people around me that are at risk, taking bets on me, and there's a lot riding on all of this. But every single day I wake up and I try to remember my why, and I try to express my why, and this is the first time that I'm outwardly expressing it to myself, but to all of you guys, because I enjoy sharing my experiences with you guys. I just feel called to do it. So again, that's the only reason why I'm doing this, is to express myself, but also to inspire you guys. What's your why? Really dig deep. Who you are, why you do the things you do, why you're out there waking up every morning, going to that 9-to-5, why? And if your why isn't good enough, then ask yourself, why not do something else? That's it. I love you all very much. I hope this resonates with somebody out there. And yeah, that's that. Have an amazing weekend. Y'all will hear from me. I'll talk to y'all soon. Enjoy, everybody.